You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it.
Mythbuster time.
First, some thoughts about destructive myths about climate and where they come from and what the motivation is of the creators. Social psychologist and respected author Jonathan Haidt says that when we're confronted with some new fact that might support our existing opinion, we unconsciously ask ourselves, can I believe this? The question is rooted in our hardwired desire to affirm what we already believe. If the new fact contradicts our existing opinion, we ask, do I have to believe this? Once again, the question is rooted in our desire to affirm what we already believe and avoid contradicting information. And thus, part of the attraction of myths about climate and other divisive issues, there are folks who are looking for something, anything, that will allow them to cling to their belief that climate change isn't real, and if it is, that it has nothing to do with human activity. Thus, one of the most enduring climate myths, that increases in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere follows warming, not causes it. Like all durable myths, this one has a chunk of truth to it. In past millennia, things like orbital Earth anomalies have led to warming, and as the Earth has warmed, carbon dioxide has been released from oceans, and decomposing organic matter has further released carbon dioxide. And from there, the warming effect of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has accelerated global warming. So in those epical cases, taking sometimes millions of years, warming has preceded increased atmospheric carbon dioxide concentration. But what we're experiencing now is not one of those cases. The rapid increase of carbon dioxide caused by the burning of fossil fuels has got CO2 concentrations going straight to warming the Earth, and the rate and amount of increase we are causing right now is magnitudes greater and faster than any other time in Earth's history. There's a simple allegory that is illustrative. Some things can be both a cause or an effect depending on the circumstance. While it is true that fires cause sparks, sparks also cause fires. Adding CO2 to the atmosphere always causes warming. What's happening now has got nothing to do with what happened millennia ago. Our fossil fuel emissions are happening 100 times faster than ever before, and they have jumped us straight to warming. These distinctions are lost on deniers, and they're content to just grab a hold of a partial truth and from there be able to say to themselves, I don't have to believe that human activity has got anything to do with global warming, while human activity has everything to do with our present warming.
What are we reading?
That would be Don't Even Think About It, Why Our Brains Are Wired to Ignore Climate Change by George Marshall. While this book is coming up on 10 years since publication, the way our brains work hasn't changed much in the last 100,000 years or so, so the book remains timely, especially when considering how disinterested and ineffective we are as a species in addressing the challenges of human-caused climate change. We no longer live in the world that our brains were evolved for. That was a world of immediate threats with small roving familial bands and a daily struggle for survival. So we're not good at slowly evolving threats that seem distant in time and space and that are complex, like climate change, for instance. Despite these challenges, Marshall says there is hope by understanding how our brains work and the factors that influence our perception of climate change. We can develop more effective communication strategies. He also points to the growing number of people who are taking action on climate change, which suggests that public opinion is shifting and opinion surveys bear that out as true.
Quote for today.
This from political commentator Maureen Dowd, quote, I am not sure whether pounding away on the facts will work in a country with alternate realities, close quote. Gotta say I agree with Ms. Dowd on this. It's a rare event when someone changes her or his mind as a result of being bludgeoned with facts. There are things that work so that we as individuals may influence the opinions of others. Primarily, it's our own behavior. They say actions speak louder than words. Academics call it social contagion, where in ambiguous situations, people look to what others are doing to make up their own minds. Studies in California have shown, for instance, that if one person in a community adds solar to their roof, then the community as a whole is more likely to use solar. Okay, here's one from Lena Moffitt. She's the executive director for Evergreen Action, a climate advocacy nonprofit. Quote, The next presidential term will potentially be the last where we can meaningfully make a difference at avoiding the worst of the worst in terms of climate change. We have to get many things done before 2030, and these next few years are essential to achieving those goals. And who is in the White House is going to be obviously a very important thing to that, close quote. And finally, from Martin Luther King Jr., quote, "We are now faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, there is such a thing as being too late. This is no time for apathy or complacency. This is a time for vigorous and positive action," end quote. And that's your Climate 360.